Been a better time to check out Isuzu. Right now at your local Isuzu dealer, save thousands with incentives on Isuzu's full line of value-priced SUVs, including Rodeo, Axiom, and the Ascender.
I never knew a love like this before. Here's Ken Colbert and Brandon Disney.
And Michael Valdivia and Chris Coburn.
CCAM.
The Doc Hat.
So, should you shut your computer down every time you're finished with it? Do you have an Apple with a Mac OS X? Did you know there's a security hole there? Did you know about the new?
It's not all just Windows security holes.
Huh?
Not.
Did you know about the new online job scams that are becoming very rampant?
Job scams.
You want to know more about the cookie thing that we talked about earlier, or the IE spoof flaw that we've talked about for the last couple of weeks, where you can really get tricked into clicking on a link or an email where it's really not where you think you're going?
Yeah, buddy.
All these things and more are available to you absolutely free every week through our newsletter system, which is easy to subscribe to. Just go to datadoctors.com, look at the newsletter link, or just put your email address in there. And we have a double opt-in system, means we're going to send you a little message that says you said you wanted to be on this list. You have to confirm by replying, and we follow the non-spam guidelines so that you only get on the list if you really want to be on it.
It's really, really simple.
Yeah.
It's free.
It's free.
And it tastes like chicken.
Yes. Mm. It's the other white meat.
With barbecue sauce.
Before we went to break, we were talking to Louis about a zone alarm service alert that he got. And we talked a little bit about it off the air so I get a better understanding. What exactly? Now, you were typing away, and then all of a sudden you got a...
The window just popped up. It says zone alarm service agent.
Service agent, yes.
And I thought it might be an IE spoof. So I went to my zone alarm program. Couldn't find how to update it. Because it says I need to update it. Went to the Zone Alarm website and didn't find any way to update it, so I figured it was a spoof.
That's the problem with this whole internet spoofing thing now that's out, is you don't know when it's real and when it's not.
Yeah,
that probably was not a spoof. That's not a known spoof that's out there. Plus, you would know fairly quickly if you follow the... Well, first of all, if you put the patch on that we talked about in our newsletter, then you'll know if you're being spoofed, because that improper address would come up.
Uh-huh.
So if you have the patch and you clicked on the link, you'd know right away, because it went to this website that was not Zone Alarm's website, you know, by looking at the address.
And most of the spoofs that we've seen, or in fact all of them so far that have been found, have been things that they're trying to take advantage of you in a more personal way, where they're trying to get your credit card information, your PIN numbers, your Social Security numbers, things that are going to damage your identity and you financially.
And typically they're being sent in the form of email. There's quite a few of them making it look like a PayPal or eBay-related deal, but there's some bank ones. There's just, most of it is basically being perpetrated through email at this point. So
this one had a yes box, but no URL that I could paste into.
Right, no.
It's probably like the live update thing that's built into Norton Antivirus, that there is no URL. There's nothing that it does. It just goes and does a quick download and installs kind of in the background.
Yeah, I'd say in that case it was probably safe. And again, if you have the patch that eliminates the ability to be spoofed,
uh-huh,
as soon as you clicked on the link, if it was not a Zone Alarm website, it would showed up as being something other than Zone Alarm.
Hey, Ken, how can I get this patch you keep mentioning?
I don't know.
Oh.
Go to datadoctors.com.
Oh, yeah, there's that.
Thanks for reminding us, Louie.
Actually, if you look at the very, very top of Data Doctors now, there's a huge thing that says recommended software, and then just to the right of that, it'll say virus alerts. And so all the latest stuff that we think you should know about will always be there, and of course we send it out in our newsletter as well. There's also information that'll be published in Monday morning's Tribune newspapers. You'll see my column that talks about this the spoof and how you can test your system, how you can patch it, and all that good stuff.
We'll hit you from as many angles as we can to help you get informed.
And all those people that email me every week saying, gosh, I really loved your column. Is there a way to get old versions? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
About 2.5 years worth of my columns are posted at computerproblems.com, and you can't possibly miss it.
There's a big, ugly picture of a guy. Oh, it's Ken. And it says Ken's columns, and you click here to see the complete list. And guess what it does when you click to see the complete list?
Gives you the list.
One
the complete
last question.
List.
Well,
is there
somebody
any
asked
way
me
to update Zone Alarm without this box, without having access to this box? Is there a way I can update it now?
Maybe.
That's a question that you'd probably want to look in the either the forums or the support area of Zone Alarm. I'm not familiar with it. It's not like they need to, like, antivirus where they constantly have to do these updates.
Uh-huh.
So really, the need to update constantly is probably not that great. Now, Zone Alarm would like to obviously get people constantly interfacing with them so that they can start to deliver new products and ads and all kinds of fun stuff. So. But for the most part, if it's running, it should be fine. Wait for the next update little box to come up before you do anything. Just, you know, again, if it ain't broke, let's not fix it.
Don't freak, man.
Yeah.
Don't freak, don't fix if it's not broken.
Exactly. All right, okay, Louis, get that patch, that way you don't have to worry about the spoof.
Yep, okay.
All right, take care.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
That patch has a dual purpose.
Yes.
It can help you quit smoking, too.
Yeah, right. What?
Yeah. We got about a minute left.
So we need to take, is that Maria?
Yeah, she had no sound ever since she had service at Best Buy. We'll
hey,
deal with
hey, you don't say that on the air.
I was just reading. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Don't. You know what? It could be that she's just plugged into like the wrong port on the back of the computer. We see this kind of stuff all the time.
Probably has not do the service.
Probably not. But if it does, then we can give her some tips and advice there off the air. Also, Jim with an old compact laptop, and you can't get AOL dial-up.
Actually, I was up at the Davies, the new store at Pinnacle Peak and Pima,
yes.
Our store, and somebody came in with their machine all torn apart, and it's like, ever since we had this in service at some other place, the modem doesn't work anymore and all that stuff, and we kind of talked to her for a little bit and figured out she was plugging into the network jack. And when she did that, it shorted out all the phones in the house, and it was like, oh, we have this major problem, and it was just because you were plugging into the wrong port.
We'd love it to be the other case, but sometimes it's not.
Yeah. No, sometimes when you bring the thing home from service, you just plug something in wrong and bada-bing, bada-boom. All right, I guess that's going to do it for another edition here on the Computer Corner. Next week, we're going to talk about what to watch for in 2004.
And starting the week after that, remember our new time slot. It's the Computer Corner. See you next week.
Buick at America.